to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about owning the land. 5 years ago, my son and I became the owners of the land on which we have lived for many years, in my case for a couple of decades. I use the term owners advisedly. Yes, we bought the land and we have the deed and we pay property taxes to the town, but can we ever really own the land? If we experience the land as a living entity, as James Lovelock explains in his book, The Gaia Hypothesis, then how can we own it unless we see the land as our slave? The concept of land ownership is a fairly recent one in the span of human history. In early cultures, we find no evidence of private land ownership. People didn't own the land, they belonged to the land, the way a person belongs to a family. And the family was that of the Earth Mother, whose children included humans, but also included all other life forms, the animals and the plants, and the waters and the winds. Here, there could be no notion of owning one's mother or one's siblings. Instead, there was kinship, knowing one was related to all of life, and gratitude for the Earth's abundance that supported all of life. But something happened to change humans' relationship to the land. Humans began to see themselves as separate from the land and as users of the land rather than as children of the land. Some 4,000 years ago, humans began to experience this alienation, as we learned from the Sumerian Epic of Gilgamesh, the oldest written story. In this tale, the principal characters experience the sorrow that this separation brings them. The Bible also chronicles the despair caused by this separation from the land in the story of Adam and Eve and their expulsion from the Garden of Eden. For reasons that are still unclear, some peoples left the land to which they had belonged and became nomads, losing their connection with the Earth Mother and worshiping sky gods instead. Some nomads became marauders, and eventually those peaceful land-connected societies were conquered by what had become warrior cultures, who brought their war gods with them. Subsequently, the land became a commodity that could be confiscated and exploited. Hierarchies developed where those kings and chieftains with wealth and power owned the land, while the rest were forced to serve them, to toil for the daily bread that had once been given freely by Mother Earth to her children. Needless to say, this is not the kind of land ownership my son and I want to have. We do not want to commodify the land as though it were an inanimate resource. We want to relearn what it means to belong to the land. We wish to reawaken our native intelligence, the intelligence of indigenous peoples who have ever been of the earth. What does it mean to belong to the land? Each of us needs to discover this in our own way. We do not believe that human intelligence is superior to all other beings because it is rather limited in terms of earth intelligence. Our instincts and our intuition have been largely trained out of us, separating us from other life forms. Fortunately, Maine has many nature awareness schools, like the Maine Primitive Skills School in Augusta and the Wildwood Path in Unity and Way of the Earth in Blue Hill, to help us rejoin the family of earth-based beings. Belonging to the land also means seeing ourselves as resources of the land rather than just consumers. But what do we have to offer as we are to be resources? We have our breath and our bodies, our companionship and our compassion and our kinship. We also have our human intelligence that can help us apply sustainable land practices like permaculture, which lets us humans live on the land in ways that protect and enrich the ecosystem. Then the land can experience us as beneficial creatures. Now, as we contemplate our lawns and gardens, we can begin to figure out how to belong to the land. This will be a lifelong path. It will involve unlearning the thousands of years of land-alienated beliefs that are systemic in our culture. It may also be helped by developing a spiritual practice to expand our awareness of kinship with and gratitude for the land. And so as you relearn how to belong to the land, may you have many astonishing discoveries. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.